With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said today that the U.S. operation guiding vessels through the Strait of Hormuz off the Iranian coast is what he calls a temporary solution after the standoff resulted in the exchange of fire on Monday.
American forces won't need to enter Iranian waters or airspace. It's not necessary. We're not looking for a fight. But Iran also cannot be allowed to block innocent countries and their goods from an international waterway.
Joint Chiefs of Staff General Dan Kane said Iran had attacked the U.S. more than 10 times since the April 8th ceasefire took effect, but he says the nature of those attacks fell below the threshold of restarting major combat operations. Meanwhile, another U.S. strike on an alleged drug-ferrying boat as President Trump's policy of keeping illegal drugs out of the country continues.
The U.S. military says it's launched another strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the Caribbean Sea. The Trump administration's campaign of blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin American waters has persisted since early September and killed at least 188 people in total. Despite the Iran war, the series of strikes have ramped up again in recent weeks, showing that the administration's aggressive measures to stop what it calls narco-terrorism in the Western Hemisphere aren't letting up. The military hasn't provided evidence that any of the vessels are carrying drugs. Hey, up in Juwanee, Washington.
Vice President Vance is visiting Iowa for the first time since taking office. Vance is considered one of the GOP's strongest potential 2028 presidential candidates. The vice president traveling to Iowa to campaign on behalf of Republican Congressman Zach Nunn. He's facing a tough re-election bid on Wall Street right now. The Dow and the other major indexes, for that matter, up. The Dow is up 258 points. This is SRN News. A warning about gambling, and it's coming from the Mayo Clinic.
The Rochester, Minnesota-based medical center says gambling can devolve into an uncontrollable urge to keep gambling despite the toll it takes on one's life. The recent easing of restrictions on sports gambling have unfortunately made the problem worse, particularly for young men. It can also lead to mental health issues, anxiety, and depression. Denominations such as the Southern Baptist Convention have condemned the increase in sports betting in society, and as the industry continues to grow, addressing these issues through regulation and public awareness is crucial. John Scott reporting.
Veteran WNBA star Ingrid Cunningham is celebrating two events. She pocketed a new one-year $665,000 contract with the Indiana Fever, as she told of her recent baptism and recommitment to Christ. In an April 14 post on TikTok, she said she got baptized when she was a child but wanted to start over as an adult. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street has bounced back as oil prices retreat. Oil prices came back down slightly after surging yesterday. Brent crude fell $1.14 to $113.30 per barrel. Benchmark U.S. crude slipped $1.84 to $104.58 per barrel. Pinterest soared 17.5% after the online bulletin board topped Wall Street's first quarter sales and profit targets as its active monthly users jumped 11% to 631 million. It was the 10th straight quarter of double-digit user growth for the San Francisco-based company. Budweiser maker Anheuser-Busch InBev also topped analyst sales and profit forecast on strong beer sales. Coinbase jumped 3.6% after the cryptocurrency trading platform said it was letting go of 700 of its employees. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.